Hello, my name is Dr. Richard Johnson. I'm the founder of Retirement Options, and I'd like to talk to you today about retirement. And the name of this course is How to Coach the 10,000 People Who Retire Every Day. I think it'll become obvious to you why I named it this. I'd like to thank you for inviting me into your computer so that I could talk about the wonderful world of retirement. During this class, we'll be talking about some fresh ideas about what retirement is today, some of its history, what the future of retirement may look like today. And I'll be covering lots of things specifically designed for coaches, for retirement coaches and non-retirement coaches, people who would like to become a coach, or people just thinking about maybe, what's this all about? In any event, I truly believe that retirement coaching is going to be one of the biggest and most lucrative niches in the coaching industry in the years to come. The goals of retirement coaching are to help each individual find their own giftedness, their purpose, and life meaning in this stage of their life. And I will say to you that there is nothing more powerful and wonderful, in my estimation, and so fulfilling than to become a retirement coach. So briefly, what are we going to be talking about? Some of the statistics and trends that have evolved over time and that are now driving a whole new surge in retirement coaching. We'll discuss with whom retirement coaches actually work and what they do. And I'll be introducing the two programs that Retirement Options uses to accomplish these goals, that is, the Retirement Success Profile and the Life Options Profile. We'll be talking about both of those profiles in some depth, although just getting an overview of them. There's so many pieces of them that I couldn't possibly cover it all in this class, but at least we'll touch the high points here. I'm Richard Johnson, the founder of Retirement Options. And Retirement Options, as you may know, if you've listened to the other two-minute talk on this website, is the Retirement Options, is the Retirement Assessment, Retirement Life Planning, and Retirement Coach Training Leader. Retirement Options was founded in 1989, and we are the people that coined the phrase Retirement Life Planning. Today, Retirement Options is the leader in retirement coach training with a worldwide network of over 600 professionals serving individuals, couples, groups, corporations, trade associations, you name it. I'd like to start with a recent quote that I read from an interview of the late George Burns, the noted comedian and centenarian. When George was asked about his lengthy career, he joked, "Retirement at 65 is ridiculous. When I was 65, heck, I still had pimples. I'm going to stay in show business until I'm the only one left." You know, I kind of like this quote by George Burns. He didn't need money. He had plenty of money. He just happened to love what he was doing. And so his staying in show business was basically his retirement dream. And that's what becoming a retirement coach is about, is trying to help people understand what their retirement dream is, to create a retirement plan, to be able to get there, and then to help them execute that plan. My observation is that people can plan better for their financial future than they can for their emotional, work, leisure, or even spiritual future in retirement. You know, it's been said that people plan more for a two-week vacation than they do to plan retirement. Isn't that amazing? Why do you think that planning is so important for retirement? What do you think is the key or the keys that are required here? Why is retirement planning so important? Let's change the focus here a little bit and start looking at some of the demographics and trends, which are pretty phenomenal. About 1.3% of the population retires every year. That translates in the United States to be somewhere between 10 and 11,000 individuals every day retire. Hence the name of this talk, How to Coach the 10,000 People Who Retire Every Day. Actually, it's more than 10,000 people, but there you go. In Canada, it's more like 1,200 people. In the United Kingdom, about 2,600 people retire every single day. And you can do your own multiplication here. You can do the math in terms of the whole world. And a retirement coach does have the whole world to do their coaching. Most of you know that a lot of the coaching that's done is done over the phone. So your clients can be anywhere. Some other trends. This is phenomenal. In the last 90 years, longevity has increased nearly 30 years. So many more people are living longer today. The number of Americans age 65 and older will triple between 2010 and 2030. That's pretty phenomenal. Nothing like this has ever happened in humankind before, with this huge tsunami, if you will, this surge of numbers. And retirees are living longer. They can expect to live 30 or 40 years in their new retirement lifestyle. This is pretty significant. They're spending more time in retirement than they spent in their working years. Does anybody have an idea when the average retirement age is? Well, the first retirement age in America, the average first retirement age, is about 57 and a half years of age. That's pretty amazing. It's been going down every year, well, since they started keeping track. Actually, in the last year, it started to jump up a few weeks, but it's still pretty much in the late 50s here. So if you think of someone who's 57, that really changes your idea of what retirement is, isn't it? This is a population with vitality, with verve, with desire and direction. They're no longer looking at retirement as simply a leisure activity or a time for leisure, because people have much more to do now. Here's a case in point. I'm sure most everyone here is working or plans to work after their retirement, correct? So this group of people will be playing an important and expanding role in our society. And it's important to remember that this group has the financial resources, the education, and the personal insight to really make a difference. So here are some new statistics that I've researched lately. Every 7.5 seconds, somebody turns 55 in the United States. Unlike 25 years ago, this generation is less brand loyal and more apt to comparison shop. They are also highly mobile and very adventuresome. This generation accounts for more than 50% of all the discretionary spending power in our economy, and they control more than 75% of all financial assets. Plus, women in households, compared with people 50 and older, control more than 80% of total personal and household spending. Just a couple more. 69% of all workers aged 45 to 74 plan to continue working in retirement. 59% of all baby boomers plan to work or participate in community or charity work after they retire. Individuals who are over 50 years of age buy more than half of the new cars sold, as well as other high-priced products and services. They're very attuned to health issues, anti-aging products, including cosmetic surgery. 50-plus individuals are attuned to the need for financial services and can afford vacations, second homes, and other luxuries that Gen X and younger people just can't. And finally, individuals 50-plus make up the fastest growing group of internet and email users. So what do you think about those statistics? What does that say to you? What kind of a group are we dealing with here? So there are these two trends that are going to continue to drive the explosion in retirement. People are living longer and they're retiring earlier. In the U.S., with the advent of the baby boom generation, that weigh in at over 77 million, this group is changing the face of retirement. There has not been a cohort of people more focused on health and lifestyle. As boomers enter their 50-plus age group, and of course the oldest boomer now is early 60s, the need for transition planning will become ever more evident. Boomers will be less likely to retire traditionally. Just like the old Oldsmobile commercial said, this is not your father's Oldsmobile, well, this will not be your father's retirement. They're searching for meaning and life fulfillment. They are looking for options. They will be more likely to start second careers rather than retire traditionally. many of them will move into entrepreneurial kinds of things, and you as a retirement coach can help them set the stage for these life changes. You and this, and the skills, the knowledge, and the competencies you have will be in a strategic position to be able to assist these folks, and they'll be wanting the kinds of services that you can give. It actually seems at the age of 50 or somewhere around there, the idea of retirement shifts. Around age 50, our conception of retirement shifts from an eventual possibility to a much more proximate reality. Let's chat for a moment about the old definition of retirement versus the new definition of retirement. Let's start with the old definition first. With the old definition, how did we define retirement in the past? Well, how about some of these words? Ending, relief from work, no schedules to keep, no work, perhaps no growth, perhaps reliance on others, passive, monotonous, boring, no more decisions to make, out of the loop. I'm sure you can come up with a lot more words that would define what we would call the old retirement. Now, I want you to remember that there are some people out there who still may opt for this older retirement or this traditional retirement definition, and that's fine. It's important to remember that retirement does mean different things to different people. There is no one retirement model, no one size fits all, and that's important to remember in any coaching situation. Now, let's look at the other side of the coin, talk about the new definition of retirement and what it looks like. What names and what kinds of words might you ascribe to this new retirement? Well, what do you think about words like life balance or renewal or finding your passion or a heightened sense of authentic living or life enrichment or life esteem or involvement, exploration, new beginnings? These are the kinds of concepts that are defining the new retirement as opposed to the old retirement. And this is the kind of goal structure that retirement options certified retirement coaches are trained and equipped to be able to move toward. Now, if you became a retirement coach, who would you be coaching? Well, first of all, you'd do some individual coaching. That's anyone who is 50 or older. Would be a target for you. Anyone who is certainly within 10 years of working less than full-time, or anyone who will receive a pension or a pension-like supplemental income certainly would be another target. Anyone who already is retired, we have other tools for this group, and they're looking for greater purpose and meaning in life. And then, of course, beyond the individual coaching, there's couples coaching. Married or non-traditional couples oftentimes transition into retirement together. Whether a spouse is employed or not, both can benefit immensely from retirement coaching. Actually, we encourage couples, traditional or not, to be together during the whole planning process. Some fascinating things emerge when coaches are able to apply the kinds of tools and knowledge and competencies that they have in this couple situation. I remember the story of Vince and Barbara. What do you think may happen when a company executive who has managed many people during his or her career then retires and spends considerable more time at home? Well, you guessed it. They often attempt to take over the management of the household, bills, etc., household organization, etc. And much to the dismay of the spouse who has been doing just a very fine job without that individual for many years. Thank you very much. These types of situations and many others are common, and they can lead to some pretty exciting coaching roles and communication. Finally, we have individual coaching, we have couple coaching, and now we have the third kind, and that is group coaching. Retirement coaches can find large groups of pre-retirees in continuing education programs, in professional and/or trade associations, in government agencies at all levels, in church or religious organizations, in financial planning situations, in health and fitness clubs, and lastly, in corporations and organizations, any kinds of, we have separate programs for for-profit organizations and not-for-profit organizations. And when you go through our 10-week training program, you'll become facile and totally equipped to be able to deal with all of these. Our programs, both of our programs, and I'll talk about these in a moment, are both assessment-based. That is, both of them are led by an assessment instrument. Both of them are resting solidly on research. They're not something that somebody cooked up in some Sunday afternoon. You know, there are other retirement preparation programs out there, but the ones that I've reviewed mostly are people's opinions. You know, it's somebody who's retired and they go through some sort of life situation themselves and they say, you know, there ought to be a book, there ought to be some training. Well, it's just their opinion, and it's not based on data. It's not based on good scientific research as our programs are. To achieve retirement fulfillment, each retiree must do some introspective self-inventory work. And you as a coach can help people move forward with this. And without this introspective self-inventory, I don't believe that they can really move forward. Our tools and our assessment instruments were designed for just this introspective process for your clients, as well as for the coach to be able to identify issues as they arise in the client-coach interaction. These provide then a wonderful roadmap for you to use in guiding the retirement journey of your clients. So I've talked about these two programs, or at least I've tangentially done that. Let me say what both of them are. The first one's called the Retirement Success Profile Program. The Retirement Success Profile is a 120-item, scientifically-based, research-driven assessment vehicle that measures 15 different psychosocial factors that have been demonstrated to be very important for the retirement event and for the retirement lifestyle. So this becomes the foundation piece of the Retirement Success Program. In addition to the profile, the Retirement Success Profile, which you'll be trained on, you'll know very, very well, there is a paperback book called The New Retirement, which goes along right with the printout for the Retirement Success Profile, which is, by the way, 23 pages long. Yes, it's quite a tome. This 120-item assessment produces a 23-page printout, which is really an elegant, beautiful document that really sums up for this person exactly their strengths and weaknesses, or what we call focus factors, that they need to look at as they move forward in their retirement preparation. In the hands of a trained and certified RO coach, retirement options coach, this becomes a magnificent tool to allow them to catapult in their development in an amazing way. So the components of the Retirement Success Program are the RSP itself, the Retirement Success Profile, the book, The New Retirement. You have a number of, you have over 30 exercises that are reproducible that you can use with the client, either individual or as a group. And then there are what we call powerful questions in coaching that help people and help you as the coach to really be able to get deeper into the individual and to allow them to blossom in a new way. The other program that we have is called the Life Options Program, and it has the same four component parts. The Life Options Profile is a 100-item profile that measures 20 different factors in 6 different general categories. It also is supported by a paperback book called What Color Is Your Retirement? It also has 41 different exercises that are reproducible and you can use. It has just a whole slug of powerful questions for you. As a retirement options trained retirement coach, you will never be at a loss for how to move forward with this client. You'll always have materials there to do, and you'll have the backup of retirement options and me to be able to help you along with this whole thing. Now, since we have these two programs, you might think, well, why do we have two programs? Why don't we have just one? Well, they're for really different reasons and different target audiences, you might say, the retirement success profile is a much more psychologically oriented, counseling oriented one, whereas the life options profile and program is what we call our corporate one. The life options profile develops or generates a 10-page printout. It's really very seamless. It passes the HR test in corporations. It doesn't have any really difficult, touchy-feely words that sometimes can trip you up when you're, or not you up, but sometimes trip up some HR people who are somewhat gun-shy sometimes about what will pass in their organizations. So there's two different reasons for these two programs, and you'll become quite illuminated about all of this when you go through the training itself. Now, getting back to what is measured in each of these, the retirement success profile, that's the more psychological one, measures 15 factors, and I'll just briefly go through these 15. One is what we call work reorientation. Two is attitude toward retirement. Three is self-directedness. Four is health perception. Five is financial security. Six is current life satisfaction. Seven is projected life satisfaction. Eight is life meaning. Nine is leisure interests. 10 is adaptability. 11 is life stage satisfaction. 12 is dependence and psychological caregiving. 13 is family relationship issues. 14 is perception of age and ageism. And 15 is replacement of work functions. I know that sounds like a lot, and it is kind of a bunch there, but it'll all make sense to you when you move through our training. The life options program actually measures 20 different factors, but they're into six different areas, and I'll just mention those six areas. Area one is career and work. Area two is health and wellness. Area three is finance and insurance. Area four is family and relationships. Area five is leisure and social. And six is personal development. Now, since I mentioned finance and insurance here, I want to say to become qualified to take our training, the retirement options training, one does not have to be a financial planner. As a matter of fact, we're not financial planners, and we encourage our coaches to work in tandem with financial planners because we make every effort to say, no, that's not our bailiwick, we don't do that. We look at all the non-financial aspects, but we find more and more of our coaches are kind of teaming up with some financial planners. This is just one sort of model for creating your retirement coach practice out there. And there are several models which we cover in training as well. Anyway, I better go on here or else I'm going to take all day. I'm so excited about all of this, and I hope you will be too, that sometimes I can just carry on. What does a retirement coach do? It helps clients review their strengths and concerns about this transition called retirement, to get things out on the table, to be able to discuss what they need to discuss around all of these different factors that we've talked about here. You have all these exercises that I spoke of to be able to help you do that. You have all these powerful questions right at your fingertips here. And it's really an amazing thing to put all this together. One of the truly meaningful roles, I think, that we need in our culture and is so fulfilling for our retirement people. Let's speak for a few moments about our training program for those of you who are or might be interested in becoming a retirement options retirement coach. We've had a tremendous amount of success in our coach training and certification programs in the years that we've been doing it. As I mentioned before, we have well over 600 coaches that are out there worldwide. Over 20% are international students, mainly in English-speaking countries, but in others as well. And here's what some of our coaches have said, quote, "The Retirement Options Program offers a unique and important opportunity to learn and experience how each of us can build the kind of retirement life we'd truly like to have." That was one of our people who went through our training. We like things like that, and we've got hundreds of testimonials from our people. They generally like our almost universally, they love our programs because they realize that we give something very different. As I say, there are some other programs out there, but you know, the old saying is all roads lead to Rome, and we were the first ones out there. We do it best, and we've been keeping cutting edge all these years. Here's another quote. The retirement options has provided me with generous amounts of information. I particularly enjoyed the CDs. This person took our course home study, which you can do. I'll get to in just a moment. The CDs, the exercises, and the companion books, your powerful questions are just that. It's clear to me that Dr. Johnson has indeed created most valuable tools for our society. Well, that's very nice. Certainly from a personal standpoint, it's gratifying for me to see that. We, all of us at Retirement Options, are enthused about what our certified and trained coaches are saying and actually what they're doing. How do you get to be a trained coach? Well, first of all, there's a 10-week certification program that's offered in two formats. The first format is what we call in-person or live teleclasses. So for 1 hour a week for 10 weeks, you will actually be in class over the telephone. You'll have homework to do to prepare for that class and homework to do after the class. There's a lot of material you're going to be sent. And in that 10-week program, you are going to learn all about how to use the RSP, the Retirement Success Program and Profile, and you'll become facile also in using the Life Options Program and Profile. So both of these you'll have in your hip pocket. You'll know when to use which ones. You'll know which one you favor. They are complementary programs, so you could use actually the same program or both programs with the same person. They're not contradictory or competing programs at all. They're quite complementary. So you can take the 10-week program in these live telecourses, or if you prefer, and a certain percentage of our students prefer this, you can take it home study. And you have all the CDs, you have all the materials. You can always call Retirement Options, and there's always people here that can talk to you about if you're having any difficulties going through it. But the course really is pretty seamless. During the training, you'll learn all about the RSP. You'll learn how to build a practice. You'll be buddied up with other people going through the training. And once you finish training, we don't just drop you. We don't say bye-bye. Every month we have professional development calls. They're free for you to get on. We've got a lot of materials that you can download off of our website once you become a coach. You can't see it now on the website, but there's a coach's corner that you'll be able to log in with your own name, and you'll have lots of things there. We're working on creating a blog, and you'll get monthly newsletters that come free right to you. They're emailed to you. So we want you to be successful, because your success is certainly our success in this whole endeavor. As a general rule, we limit our students to 10 in a class, although sometimes it goes over that, and it works pretty well. Now you've probably been wondering, okay, what's the tuition? What does all this cost for everything that I've said, all this? Well, our tuition for the 10-week course and everything that comes after it, which I'll enumerate, is $1,195. That's it. There's no more. There's no hidden hidden costs or any of that. And that includes, you know, the 10-hour teleclass, all the CDs that come with it, a 250-plus page coach's training manual with all kinds of powerful questions and exercises, etc. As I mentioned, all the CDs. You get two copies of the book, The New Retirement, and two copies of the book, What Color Is Your Retirement? You take the RSP and the LOP yourself. You also will be buddied up with another coach, so you'll be able to interpret them together. You'll also be asked to have a focus person to take the RSP and the LOP. This is all part of the cost of the tuition. There's no more cost involved in all of that. And finally, you get a coach's resource guide, which provides you with step-by-step marketing instructions and helpful interpretation guides for you to use with individuals, couples, or in group situations. Also, there are PowerPoint presentations for both the RSP program and the LOP program, reproducible handouts, forms for marketing guides, all kinds of things are in there. Are you ready to sign up? We'd love to evaluate you as to whether you could become a coach with us, or whether you can qualify for our training. Please give us a call at 636-273-0813 or email us at success@retirementoptions.com. That's 636-273-0813. Ask for Sandra. She's our registrar. She's very cordial and knowledgeable, probably more knowledgeable than anybody in the company, about all the logistics, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can email Sandra at success@retirementoptions.com. Well, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you tonight or today. I hope to be interacting with many of you in the near future. If you have any questions or you just want to talk to somebody about retirement coaching one-on-one, I'm available much of the time. And remember, there are people out there waiting for you to show your gifts. Thank you.